Consumer Reports is out with new ratings of the country's most popular diet programs, which ones work and which ones aren't worth your money. Nancy Metcalf, the senior program editor at Consumer Reports, joins us now live on the KDKA Afternoon News.
Thanks for stopping by, Nancy.
Happy to be with you.
Which diet plan was a top performer and why?
It was Jenny Craig, which is a plan that you eat their food, prepackaged entrees and snacks, and have to report every week to a counselor who tries to keep you on track. It scored a 85 over an overall possible score of 100 because basically their weight loss results in the clinical trials that they've conducted were excellent.
Well, what criteria did you use? We want to get to the other ones on the list as well, but how did you measure 85 out of 100?
Well, we started out by looking up all of the clinical studies that have been published of commercial diets in medical journals. We didn't do our own studies. We're not a biomedical research institute. There were actually a number of them, and so we consolidated all of these studies onto a giant spreadsheet, and somebody at our organization who has a doctorate in math crunched the numbers. So we were able to come up with overall scores for each diet in terms of short and long-term weight loss and also adherence to the diet, how many people dropped out. And then the other piece of it was we had our nutrition experts do a nutritional analysis of a week's worth of menus from each diet. And then we compared those against our benchmark, which are the U.S. dietary guidelines. We combined those all into an overall score. So what you're looking at is how much weight did people lose, were they able to stay on the diet, and were they eating a nutritious meal plan.
So you stayed away from the anecdotal consumer-type feedback on this one then.
Yeah, that's one thing that there's plenty of. Almost every diet out there promotes itself by some celebrity or happy customer who's lost a lot of weight. Our contribution, I hope, is to actually give numbers rather than anecdotes.
Okay, now numbers 2, 3, 4, and 5 on the list?
Number 2 is SlimFast, which surprises a lot of people. 3 is Weight Watchers. 4 is the Zone Diet. 5 is the Ornish Diet. And the 6th diet that we rated is at the bottom of the ratings is the Atkins diet.
The Atkins diet, okay. Hmm. There's a couple of diets that come to mind that aren't on your list. For example, Nutrisystem, I think, is one of them that comes to mind.
Yeah, Nutrisystem is similar to Jenny Craig. You eat their prepackaged food. The idea is that you have controlled portions. We couldn't rate it because there have been no long-term published studies of the Nutrisystem diet. I'd also love to rate the South Beach diet, a very popular diet. There's never been a big published study of that diet. Anybody want to volunteer?
Oh, yeah, okay. Were you surprised by any of the results?
I've been surprised. This is the third time we've done this, and I've been surprised every time by how well SlimFast does and also how often it's been studied. It gets well above average results in weight loss, both in long and in short term, and you'd think that a diet that wants you to eat a shake for breakfast and a bar for lunch or the other way around wouldn't score very well on nutrition, but it actually does.
Well, you know what? Maybe the cost has something to do with that.
Well, yeah, the price of these is quite variable. Some of them, for example, Atkins and the Ornish diet, is just basically you buy their book and do what it says. Mm-hmm. Jenny Craig is costly. It's $399 a year to belong and get the menus and get the counseling. And then you have to buy the food. We actually bought some food because we wanted to taste it. Mm-hmm. We paid $264 for 2 weeks' worth. But you have to realize that's replacing the regular food that you would buy. So
Yeah, which would include not only the grocery store, but trips out to eat, I suppose. So.
Probably, yeah.
Well, Nancy, thanks so much for the quick thumbnail on that. We'll put a link to all of this up on our website at kdkaradio.com so people can find more about it.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Consumer Reports' Nancy Metcalf live on the KDKA Afternoon News.